Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Bonjour, fabulously delicious. The French Food Podcast is the podcast that's all about the cuisine that is said to have founded modern cooking. French ingredients and dishes have been the starting block for many of the world's best chefs and cooks. On Fabulously Delicious, you'll learn all about those dishes and ingredients, as well as get to know more about fabulous French foodies. I'm your host, Andrew Pryor. Enchanté.
Enchanté.
10 years ago, my life changed when I competed on MasterChef Australia. And now I'm living my best French life right here in the French countryside. Here, life is all about cooking, eating, meeting wonderful food producers, chefs, home cooks, drinking amazing wines, eating some of the over, would you believe, 1,500 French cheeses? Yum. And sharing these fabulous experiences with you, my fabulously delicious audience. I hope you're enjoying them. Continuing my collaboration with the French History Podcast and Gary Giraud about the amazing James Hemings and Thomas Jefferson, one, an enslaved chef of a French president and who was the first American to be trained as a French chef, and the latter, an American president that had a love affair with French food. I thought I'd bring you one of the recipes that Hemings brought to the US after his training in France. Before finding out about James Hemings, I never knew he created this dish. Well, at least brought it to light like we know today. I always thought, wrongly, that it was an Italian dish, but was fascinated to learn that it was inspired by a French dish that Hemings had had in Paris. So sit back, turn the volume up, if you're not driving, pour yourself a glass of wine, break a baguette, add a bit of saucisson maybe, some delicious cheese, and enjoy today's episode of Fabulously Delicious, James Hemings' recipe for mac and cheese. Like many, I'm sure, watching the acclaimed food series on Netflix, High on the Hog, which was not only entertaining, delicious, but highly educational. Food writer Stephen Satterfield traced back the origins of African-American cuisine. I was fascinated to learn on this show the connection to French food in this series for a dish that, well, isn't what I thought had any connection to French food or France. Mac and cheese. James Hemings, Thomas Jefferson's slave, brother-in-law, personal valet, and then eventual chef, created the version we know of today after having in France a dish of pasta and cheese that he called at the time macaroni pie. This is the dish that would then evolve into what we know around the world as macaroni and cheese. Here is, as far as we know, James Hemings' version of mac and cheese. The ingredients you'll need are 6 cups of water, 4 cups of milk, 1 pound of dry macaroni, 6 tablespoons of unsalted butter cut into small pieces, 4 ounces of grated parmesan, 10 ounces of grated cheddar cheese, 1/2 teaspoon of salt, and black pepper. The method? Bring the milk and water to a boil in a large pot. Add the pasta and cook until al dente. Drain the pasta into a colander. Reserve a handful of cheese for the topping, and then in a baking dish, layer butter, salt, pepper, cheese, and the cooked pasta. Cover the top with the extra cheese. Bake this in a 40 degree Fahrenheit or 200 degrees Celsius oven for 5 minutes until the cheese is melted. Then allow to rest and then serve. If you enjoyed this episode, then you should check out more of Fabulously Delicious, the French Food Podcast, the Story Of series. I've talked about other fabulous chefs that have made history in one way or another in French food. Some of the people that we've discovered have been, well, the father of French cooking, some would say, Marie-Antoine Carême. Auguste Escoffier, who set up the working processes that we know in today's commercial kitchens. Eugène Brésier, who many would say is the mother of French cooking. And another fabulous French woman who founded the acclaimed Le Cordon Bleu, Elisabeth Brassart. To learn more about these fabulous French chefs and cooks and their stories, please check out Fabulously Delicious, the French Food Podcast, and search The Story Of. That's it for another episode of Season 3 of Fabulously Delicious. Fabulously Delicious is a part of the Evergreen Podcast Network, and you can check out other shows at evergreenpodcast.com. I hope you enjoyed this recipe from James Hemmings. Give it a go and let me know how it went, and even how it tasted, by contacting me via Instagram. Slide into my DMs at Andrew Pryor Fabulously, or you can email me on contact@andrewpryorfabulously.com. Thank you for listening, and remember, you know what my motto is: whatever you do, do it fabulously. Merci beaucoup and bon app.
Hi, I'm Emma.
And I'm Joe.
And we're the Professional Book Nerds. 2 Mondays a month, we interview authors and talk about their upcoming books, what drives them, and their go-to order at the cafe.
On Thursdays, we share recommendations and dive into topics readers face, like, how do I actually read the books on my to-be-read list?
You can find the Professional Book Nerds podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Want to learn more about us? Our website is professionalbooknerds.com, and you can find us on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok at ProBookNerds.
We hope you'll come and listen, and as always,
happy reading!